This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The Franklin County Coroner's Office released preliminary numbers of overdose deaths for 2017 today. Last year, over 520 people died from drug overdoses in the county. Coroner Anahi Ortiz joins me now to discuss the findings. Hi, Anahi.
Good afternoon.
This number represents a nearly 50% increase in overdose deaths from 2016 to 2017. What's behind the bump?
Fentanyl, for sure. Fentanyl and the fentanyl analogs for last year, anyway, pretty much fueled that increase.
Remind us what fentanyl is and why it's so dangerous.
So fentanyl is basically a synthetic opiate. It's not naturally derived from opium. And so it's made in a laboratory, and it was originally created for pain. Very small doses will take care of severe pain, so high doses are not needed. When it's used illicitly like this, either mixed with heroin or on its own, a lot more potent than heroin or any of the opiates we see out there.
Prescriptions are down statewide, at least according to some numbers. Why haven't we seen an attendant decrease in overdose deaths?
Because right now they're using illicit instead of prescribed medication. So they're using the fentanyl, which is not prescribed. It's just bought either through the dark net or through drug pushers, whatever. Yes, the amount of prescriptions for opiates has decreased. However, folks are using other methods to obtain opiates rather than prescription.
What parts of Franklin County were worst affected by the deaths in 2017?
43207, which is the south side, was the main, had the highest number of overdoses. And then you have 43223, 43, which is the west side, 43204, again, kind of the west side, 43232, which is going to the east side, and then there was Linden, 43211.
The numbers from 2017 show that female overdose deaths are up from 22% the year before to 32% mm-hmm. last year. Do we know at all why that might be?
When you look at women in addiction, it's a really complicated issue. I did a recent talk on this, and you find that a lot of the treatment programs that are out there were originally based on men as opposed to females. Females also have higher numbers of depression and anxiety. Many times those are not treated along with the addiction. They also have more incidence of trauma, past trauma, which again may not be addressed during addiction treatment. They have a shorter period of progression from when they start taking the drug to when they become addicted, as opposed to men. And this is not just with opiates, this is with all drugs, and they have a higher relapse rate.
Anahi Ortiz, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
Dr. Anahi Ortiz is the Franklin County coroner. Her office today released preliminary numbers of overdose deaths for 2017, which are up nearly 50% from the year previous.